welcome to the Door of Life Church podcast. Our mission is to share the love of Jesus with the world and believers, to teach them how to walk in victory, and to help them find and fulfill God's plan for their life. If you have any comments about today's podcast, please contact us through our website at dooroflife.org. Door of Life Church, where faith meets real life. So this morning, I was searching my heart when I knew that, Pastor Ed had asked me to fill in for him, and there was really nothing coming real strong. Usually there's like a word already germinating in my heart, and there really wasn't anything until last Sunday. And the Lord just gave me one verse, and it's a really simple message this morning, but I believe there's a ministry that the Lord wants to do among us, and I believe the Lord showed me that there were a couple people here specifically with specific things that I believe the Lord will minister to you today about. And the verse that he gave me was Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, super simple. It's a life scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to or acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. And so let's just pray. Father, we just open our ears up. We ask you to open up our ears. We do what we can do, and we ask you to do the rest. Lord, do your work in our hearts. Fill in the gaps where we are not trusting. Lord, we just pray that you would strengthen our hearts, our ears, our eyes this morning to receive your word of truth. In Jesus' name, amen. So I looked up the definition of trust, and it said a firm belief in the integrity, ability, or character of a person or a thing, or having confidence or reliance upon something or someone. And I think we probably all know what trust means. But there is something the Lord asks of us in our relationship with him. Through all the commands that were given in Scripture, every command you can think of, love the Lord your God with all your heart, have faith in God, don't fear, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Underneath all of these commands that were given by the Lord is a foundation that we really need to have really before we can move out into these commands effectively, and that is the foundation of trust in him. And if we do not have a trust in the Lord, it's hard to obey him effectively and to see the fruit of that obedience really come to pass, because we're not all in. We're withholding something. And this scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. All. And it's such, it's just like all-inclusive, all or nothing. You got to be all in. He wants everything. And there's something childlike about trust, isn't there? I remember, when my kids were all little, and they were very little, and they were totally dependent on us. We have three kids, and they were totally dependent. They didn't really have a choice to trust us or not, but there was an innate trust that they had as they grew in, and they kind of became a little bit more aware that, mom is the place, dad is the one, they trusted us. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but that's okay. I'll just keep going down this line. I'll tell a story. My dad always tells me, or not always, but he's told me a story about when I was between 3 and 4 years old, and he would take us kids to a park near Chippewa Falls And there was these seriously, like, scary slides. Like, even today, I think I'd be a little scared. And they were total metal, so they were burning hot in the sun. There was just, I don't know what people were thinking, but and they were so high, and the swings, they were so, and I mean, okay, I was little, but even now looking back going, oh my goodness, those swings went so high, and those slides were scary. And but my dad said when he took me, I just was like, ah, you know, kind of like Evel Knievel, and just higher, faster, and I'd climb up, and I'd go down and zip down, and no fear at all. The next year, he brought us to the same place. I was a little taller, so things probably didn't seem as ginormous to me, but I would not allow him to push me beyond and I would not climb up high, and I definitely wouldn't go down. And he just could not believe the change that had happened to me in the course of 1 year. I don't know if I developed some sort of strange understanding of the time and space continuum as it related to gravity or, you know, and harm. But anyway, I came into an awareness of danger somehow. And I may have had a hard fall some point between those times. But I was so trusting when I was three, but I wasn't having any of it at four. Something had changed. And I think in a lot of our experiences as human beings on the earth, I mean, we have a moment when we're smaller, you know, and we embrace things with just wide-eyed openness and trust. And it doesn't even have to take a traumatic event for us to kind of back off from that boldness and that interest, that curiosity, or that freedom to just have fun. It's just the human condition that we come in contact with, like, oh gosh, this could be scary. This, I could get hurt. And so just being a human being, even without extremely traumatic experiences, our trust levels start to drop a little bit as we grow. It's just our condition as human beings. Okay, so I want to just quick go back to the all in the trust the Lord with all your heart. Do you know the Bible is chocked full of scriptures that are very extreme? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength. You know, love your enemies. I mean, there are extreme things that really requires thought and choice to overcome the obstacles to obey God's commands. He wants all of it. He wants all of our heart. He wants all of our trust. And I'm just going to read a couple of these scriptures. He says in Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing. It's very extreme. But in every situation, by prayer. Isaiah said in chapter 12, 2, behold, my God is my Savior. I will trust in him and not be afraid. For the Lord is my glory and my praise and has become my salvation. And Isaiah said that. I put that scripture in there because of Isaiah's absolute all-in. I will trust in him and not be afraid. Psalm 56:11, in God have I put my trust. Picture your trust like a little box. In God, I have put my trust. It's all there. I will not be afraid of what man can do to me. I will not. And then I had this thought, too. I will not be afraid even of what I can do to me or where I fail. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. All these things underneath all these things, we can find it everywhere where we read in Scripture. We can find the basis of all these commands and all these expressions, the trust, the basis of trust in God. And I feel like I feel like the Holy Spirit just wants to draw our attention to where there have been holes in our boat of trust in the Lord this morning. And just to bring us to remembrance, am I really trusting the Lord with all my heart? And I'm not talking about just the big, huge things. I feel like today the Holy Spirit's just bringing us to the small things. You know, in the Song of Solomon's, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine, right? It's the little things in life that eat away at our confidence and that eat away at us and the well-being of our souls. And so I want to go back to Psalm 56:11. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do to me. I will not. And not even being afraid of what I can do to me or what I can't do. There was, we lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when we were first married, Dave and I. And I was in my early mid-20s. And I was an administrative assistant for a company there. And there was lots of people who worked there. This was a long time ago. And I will not name any names, but nobody's going to know anyway. there was one of the guys there that really got under my skin. And I was younger, okay. So, I mean, I was not handling situations very well at this juncture. It was just a certain type of personality, and he was very controlling and very domineering and kind of could say things that just got under my skin, but I had to deal with him every single day because I had to mail things for him. And so he'd come over, and I would just, like, grate. I'm really exposing myself here. But he would just grate against me. And anyway, I was in the wrong, by the way. I mean, he did wrong stuff, but I was my attitude was totally wrong. But I was like, God, you got to help me here because I know my attitude is wrong towards this man, and yet I don't really know how to stop it. I felt like the ball had begun rolling, and it was just a matter of time before this whole cycle just got totally out of control. I completely 100% knew that I was going to fail. And I was so worried, you know, I'm trying to cast my care on the Lord because he cares for me, and I was trying to do the right thing, and I was trying to trust him in it. But what was bigger to me, in retrospect, I could see this now, was my fear of my own failure in this situation. I was not trusting the Lord. And this is such an odd example to bring up today, but I'm just telling you, I felt the Holy Spirit nudging me to share this story. And so, just take it. Anyway, I'm really trying to deal with it. So, during this situation, and mostly it was just internal, you know, internal combustion going on all over the place from top to bottom. And I was just seething, and I'm like, God, help, help, I'm feeling. And so we go to, I'm kind of fighting a little bug, I think. I wasn't quite sure if I was just really tired or if I was actually fighting something in my body, and because there was stuff going around in the office. And he came over, and I'm like, okay, Lord, okay, help me. And he said something, and it just triggered me. And I don't think I really said anything too obvious. He knew, though, that I wasn't fond of him. And so I might have been a little snippy, but inside it was just all over the place. And when he left my office area, I could feel the full experience of sickness just sweep all over my body. I had completely gone from fighting something to, I'm like, that just proves it. I just lost the battle in my body and in my soul. You know, this man has really, and it wasn't even about him. I knew that I was failing. And so we went to church that weekend, and we went to Victory Church down in Tulsa, Billy Joe Doherty's church, and it's a huge mega church. So you could hide easily in there. It's like 14,000 people. And anyway, they had this really moving altar call, you know, surrender to God. And I was like, I need to surrender, Lord. You know, I'm just so failing at this thing. And it was so hard on myself and hard on this. Well, so I go down, and who do I see? Laying. I'm not kidding. Laying on the altar. And I was like, I can't even surrender to God tonight. You know, this man is up there, you know, and I was just, it was just like the worst situation. And as I've gotten away from it, you know, I was like, God, what happened there? And thankfully he's walked me through. And really he showed me that it was a lack of trust in him that I was really dealing with. I was trying to overcome these emotions by the power of my own strength, knowing full well that I was going to fail. I trusted in my failure. It was it's such a weird thing that we do sometimes, isn't it? We fight against ourselves, a losing battle, and yet we still carry on. And, you know, the Lord just, he sees it. He sees it. And I was heavy laden with condemnation and shame, trying to like this man. And the Lord's like, you know, you just need to let all of those expectations go for a sec. And he walked me through how to release myself from my own failures. Does that make sense to anybody? And not to put such a... I trusted more in my failure than I did in God's ability to be faithful to me and to strengthen me. I know this is a really cockeyed way to come at trust, but I feel like this is a battle that we can relate, we can all relate to on some levels. Maybe you guys don't have the internal battles that I have. Maybe I am the only one. But you know, these are the things that spoil the vine. These are the little foxes. These are the little holes in our boat that, you know, we spring a leak and we're like, you know, and we're trying to cover all the bases and we're like, oh my gosh, no. And the Lord is like, even in those situations, you can trust me, first of all, that my love is always there for you and whoever else might be sprawled out on the altar. But that you can trust me. Where you're faithless, I am faithful. You know, and sometimes in the midst of all those emotional turmoil moments, it is so hard to let that truth sink in and mean something to you when you need it. But we are to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And sometimes it looks like we are not, I mean, we've really missed the boat on plan A, and we're kind of coming in on plan Z. But he's like, even there, trust me with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways, submit to and acknowledge me, and I will make your paths straight. I'm like, but I don't know how you're going to do that. He's like, I know you don't know how I'm going to do that. Trust me. Trust me. Trust in my integrity. Trust in my ability. Trust in my character. Have full confidence and reliance upon me, says the Lord. In all your ways, interpersonal. So there are so many things that are obstacles for us trusting the Lord, and it really comes out of leaning to our own understanding when we're trying to do the math, which I've given up on that anyway, math, but, you know, doing the math and figuring, connecting all the dots, making it work, we can't. The sooner we come to the conclusion that we cannot do what it takes to get ourselves out of the miry clay or to make things work, the better we are. Because in our weakness, what? He is made strong, right? And we're exhorted in Scripture to rejoice in our weaknesses, because then he can be made strong. I mean, it is such like a, okay, so right here I'm failing and I'm sinking really hard and really, really fast. But I'm to rejoice because, I mean, Peter on the water, right? He's like, oh, this is too much. Everything around me, my senses are going crazy and I'm falling. And Jesus is there. He's like, Peter, it was never about your ability to walk on water anyway. You never had it in you to begin with. This is all on me. Let it continue. What you've started in the spirit, don't try to finish it in the flesh. And whenever we feel, if we just pause back from our emotional fervor and our trying to figure everything out and save the day for whatever little situation we might have, if we just back up and say, I'm experiencing a lot of turmoil here. Maybe I've been used to experiencing turmoil and contention. Maybe I have lived my life this way that I literally don't know how to do it any other way. And God says, I know. But I know how to untangle the tangled webs that you weave. I know how to make your path straight. And I know how to keep you from falling. This is stuff only, it's never been within our ability to make our own path straight. We can make some good decisions, but when we're coming to something in the road where it's repeated behavior, like, oh my gosh, the cycle started, and there ain't no changing it now, I am sunk, you know? And he's like, okay, so now you've admitted that you're powerless. Now let me become your strength. And there is a sweetness in those moments if we can just step back from all of the emotions and say, wow, I really can't do it. I pretend I can do this, but I really can't. And it's so sweet to trust you, Lord, that even in my failings, you can strengthen me. I can know first and foremost that you love me. Your love never fails. It never gives up, never runs out on me. And you're never gonna let me down. He's never gonna leave us or forsake us. And he's never gonna let us down, even when we let him down in our own mind. Do you think it comes as a surprise ever to God when we fall short of the glory? This is another very inclusive scripture. For all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God. This is not a surprise to Christ our Savior, who died for this purpose, to become our all in all, to save us from the corruption of our sinful nature and from our own failures and inability to, even when our heart is in the right direction and we just can't do it right. He's like, I am the strength of your life and your portion forever. You know, when children trust you, when you're in the throes of parenthood, it's really not always easy to just kind of appreciate that trust, because they're always there. Mom, 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 mom. Especially when they're really little and you're like, oh my gosh, I love you so much. So happy you trust me and come to me for all of your needs. Anyway. But there is such a preciousness, again, if you can step out of the situation for a second, to realize that trust is precious. When you put your trust in something, you want somebody to appreciate the fact that you trust them. I've shared this with you. I've confided in you. You told me this. And that is another obstacle to our trust, is that there's hurt and betrayal that really does happen on this earth. I have betrayed people. And I have been betrayed by people. I think, can we all agree that we have been on both sides of that coin? But it really hurts when someone or something that you've trusted betrays you. No matter how little or how big it is, it chips away at your ability to trust them again. So how do we live, as Scripture tells us, wise as serpents and harmless as doves? How do we not get jaded by the world? There is this defining line between, it's what we put our trust in. I can trust my husband, but I cannot put my trust in my husband. I can't hand him my box of trust and expect him, a mortal, fallible, fallen short of the glory. Sorry, David. We're all in the same boat. It's all of us. I can't put all my trust in David because he's a human being, right? I can trust him, but I can trust the best way we can walk unjaded and still trust and have relationship with people is by this first. I trust in your love, Lord. And so when I trust a human being with something, I'm doing it out of my trust in you. You know, Scripture says that whatever you do, whether it be in word or deed, do it as unto the Lord, right? In all your ways, acknowledge him. So Lord, in my relationships with people, I don't place my trust in them. I don't hand them all my trust, ever. Or situations. I trust you, and from there, I can go and have meaningful relationships with others. We have to keep those lines really clear. It's got to be trust in the Lord with all your heart. And out of that, I'm able to walk confidently because it isn't, I can't lean on David to be perfect in all of his ways. I can't lean on myself. Why would I expect anybody else to do what I can't do? The quicker we come to these realizations and the quicker we are to say, okay, every thought captive to the obedience of Christ and all my ways acknowledge. You know, I've had some precious times with the Lord. I'm sure as many of us have had where I'm just walking. I'm like, God, I am tired of being in whatever cycle, whatever new pleasant cycle I find myself in, not pleasant, where I know that I'm just going to eat myself up here. I'm my worst enemy here. I just need to go for it. I mean, this is my time with the Lord is when I go and walk, I can talk so much easier to the Lord, it seems like, especially when there's nobody around, preferably. And but I'm just like, Lord, okay, so this is how I'm feeling. And I begin this intimacy walk with Jesus about this, whatever subject it is. I am feeling extremely angsty because I am totally not in control of the situation that's happening in my life. There's zero control that I have. And I'm acknowledging that I want control. And I'm also acknowledging, if I'm honest, I don't really have any here. And so how do I do this, Lord? And I have these conversations with Jesus. And I say, I need you to, you said you're my good shepherd. You said that you restore my soul. You said that I will grow from glory to glory. That if I will trust you, you will make my path straight. So I really don't know how you're going to make my path straight right here. But I ask you to work on this part of my heart that is clearly not trusting you right now. There's something, when I'm feeling this angst or worry or concern or anger because I don't have control of the situation and people aren't living up to my expectations, I have to trust you with them. Lord, you are my God and you are their God. And I pray that you'll help me respond correctly. And Holy Spirit, I open myself up to being confronted by you. Just be gentle. And he really is. And sometimes I need a loud shout, you know. Jody, no, stop it. You know, for instance, when our family had a bout of lice a few years ago, as I scratch my head. And I just remember, like, I was like, I understand how people lose touch with reality because it's something you can't see. You can't see these little bugs very easily. And they could be anywhere. And so, I mean, I was literally like, I was losing my grip over lice. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we have to wash the sheets, everything. We have to wash the bedspreads every day. Big Ben, is that you? And I was just going crazy. I was vacuuming. I was putting things in sunlight. I was putting things in our car in the sunlight so that if there were stuffed animals, you know, I just was getting educated on really how it all works. But I was a freakazoid until I was taking my comforter off again, my huge comforter, and I was going to wash it for like the third time that week. And the Holy Spirit said, no. And I'm not kidding. It wasn't audible, but I could feel the Lord saying, do not wash that thing again. And I was like, why do you care? And he was like, because I care about you in your mind. I'm like, do you care about the lice on my head? He did, but he cared more about me getting a grip of even the little things. Can I trust him with this? My sister said, Julie, faithful, realistic Julie, she said, Jody, it's a bug. I'm like, right, but it's a lot of bugs. Anyway, but sometimes we just need the Lord to speak to us that way. And he's like, let's put this into perspective. It is not eating your soul away. You know, it is not eating your family up. This is something you can trust me with. Here, we got rid of the lice. Thank you, Jesus. But I learned something, you know, and along the way through our failures and through our successes, we're always learning how to trust in the Lord if we really want to grow in him. But we have to be willing to just say, you know what, I actually don't have what it takes, and you do. And that's the start to a very beautiful, intimate, trusting relationship with the Lord. I think the streets of heaven are paved with gold and keep getting paved with every time that we trust in him. I think another gold brick is laid in the cobblestone bricks of heaven. I just picture, you know, these are things that are eternal, that when we put our trust in him, it's eternal. It remains, and it is not corruptible, and it builds so that when we get these little things out with the Lord. And I'm not saying that when we get on top of everything. I'm just saying as we take these little steps to acknowledge him in all of our ways, then we can know that he's building in us a firm foundation. And there are more things for us to do strong in him as we're weak before him, but strong through him. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I was all over the place with my notes. Wow. But those are the trust restorers. You know, he restores our soul. And I just want to encourage you to take that time, just reminding us to take the time to step back from whatever is buzzing here, whatever's gnawing at us, to say, okay, something's gnawing at me. Lord, you said I can cast all of my cares upon you because you care for me. I believe you care for me. I believe that you love me, even in this little thing that actually I believe it's a big thing to the Lord because trust is precious to him. He looks at us as his children, and it's a precious thing when we can look to him and say, I trust you, Lord. It's valuable to the Lord. A couple weeks ago, or I think it was just last week, when we were leading worship up here, and I looked out, and I just, it's not like I'm often looking at people during worship, so don't worry, but I just saw the expressions of so many faces, and I just saw this communion with the Lord happening, and he just was like, this is so precious to me. People are exchanging their worries for my peace right now. People are exchanging their despair for my hope. People right now in my presence are trusting me. And I could just feel how precious that was to the Lord. So know that these battles that are common to man, we all deal with them in different ways. We have different weaknesses. So common. And those points of vulnerability that we come to with the Lord are precious to him. He honors it. And he will never betray us. He will never betray a trust. And even if things don't seem like they're going the right way, I mean, this is when trust, just like any other virtue, faith, hope, love, any fruits of the Spirit, become what they are, is in the moments where it requires faith to keep trusting the Lord. Even though I walk through the valley, I will fear no evil. You know, fear is another trust obstacle. But when we trust the Lord, it overcomes. It's the faith that overcomes the world. These are the things that overcome, and they're eternal. They can't be taken away. Isaiah 30:15. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and in rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. And the Lord wants us strong. He wants us firm, unshaken. He wants us abounding in his work. He wants peace for ourselves, but he wants us to be peacemakers. He wants us to have trust in him, but he also wants us to be trustworthy. And we can only become these things as we rely on him in all of our ways. He will make our paths straight. We can't make our paths straight, but he can, and there's always hope. He's so redemptive. Every situation that you feel like you failed, if you need to repent from it, repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry, I missed it. Because there's cleansing in that. And then receive his cleansing, his forgiveness. Then you can have the audacity to say, and Lord, not only that, but would you redeem that thing? Would you redeem it and cause this thing to turn around, not to be my worst moment, but your best moment in my life? We can ask him. We can have these moments with the Lord where he's restored our soul, he's restored our trust, and now he's going to make our trials turn to gold. So that's really the culmination of what's on my heart this morning, and I hope it ministered to you. But I just thought maybe we could hum a few bars of 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus, and just express this to the Lord this morning. It is sweet, and it's precious to him. I think Wesley has the words for us. So, Lord, we just we receive the word of the Holy Spirit this morning. Lord, I thank you that it's not us who's faithful to complete the work that you've begun. It's you. You're faithful. And we trust in your faithfulness toward us. Lord, that as we commit our ways to you, our thoughts will be established. As we acknowledge you in all of our ways, our paths will be made straight. I thank you that you restore our souls and that you lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. You are so good, and we trust you. We believe, and where we don't, help our unbelief. I thank you that your healing virtues flowing through this room repairing hearts, healing the brokenhearted, and causing us to realize that you are so trustworthy in all your ways.
Saith the Lord, Jesus.